Megan, Bank of Cardiff. How can I help you?
Hey Megan, this is Derek Tanner returning your call.
Hey Derek, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm
good.
Good. What y'all got going?
We have you guys pre-approved for equipment financing and also working capital. Did you guys have any equipment purchases coming up or big projects we could help you out with?
I don't have any equipment purchase coming up. We are probably about to hire a salesman, or looking to hire one or two salesmen, and a couple of, you know, small pickup trucks. So I don't know if that was something y'all might be interested in. We're probably 2 or 3 weeks out from doing that.
Okay, so pretty soon here.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny you bring that up because I was actually 30 minutes ago talking to a local bank here about maybe getting a small business loan. I don't know where you're from, but we had some pretty severe storms here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so we're going after that business pretty strong. So just looking for some cash flow.
Sure. What'd your local bank say? Do they think they could help you out with that, or?
Yeah, he thought he may be able to, but I literally, this first conversation 30 minutes ago, you know, so he knows about as much about me as I do him.
Sure, makes sense. Well, we have two main programs. We have equipment financing, which we could use for the truck purchases. Were you thinking about doing,
right,
like new or used, or have you shopped around at all for those?
I'd probably be used. There's no reason, you know, I don't want to take huge risk in case these guys don't work out. You know, we can get rid of them, we can sell the product, or we can, you know, so it'd probably be a 2 or 3 year old truck.
Sure. And just kind of a smaller pickup truck, or because they won't be having a lot of equipment with them?
No, these guys just have ladders and a half-ton pickup truck.
Okay, a little half-ton. What do you think the price range would be on those? What are you looking for?
Probably both. I mean, just probably 30 grand each, maybe 25 grand each.
Okay.
So what all do y'all do? I mean, are y'all like a high interest, higher risk loan people, or what do y'all do?
Well, in a nutshell, equipment financing is going to be very conventional across the board, right? It's collateralized by the equipment. It's not high interest, right? It's based on your credit a little bit, and also your time in business. How's your credit look like?
My personal credit's pretty good. The Dun & Bradstreet, we've just started. We just learned about, we're a six-year-old company, and we just really learned about Dun & Bradstreet within the last 12 months. So our Dun & Bradstreet's not real strong, but I don't know. I really haven't looked at it lately.
All right, that's fine.
You know, as far as time, I'm not real sure on how all that works, the Dun & Bradstreet, but we've only been putting information on there for the last 12 months.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you've been in business for 6 years, we show that, you know, you're an established company, not a startup, anything like that. And then
right,
if you have good credit, it'll be, you know, very standard rates. You guys will probably get the top tier. But what's good about our equipment financing programs is that it will report to the Dun & Bradstreet, and it'll go on your business credit, not on your personal credit, right? So
right,
you'll be able
right.
to kind of further establish that business credit by having a couple of trucks on there. And then the way our equipment program works also is that if you're buying those at the same time, the both of the trucks, we could just wrap that into one loan, and then we pay the vendor directly, and then you just pay us back payments, right?
Okay. So then what about what I was talking to the other guy about was $50,000 to $75,000 in cash flow or some kind of small business loan line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can get these guys get these guys rolling. So do y'all do something like that as well?
We do. We call it working capital. So the way that works is it is a risk-based program, so it is a little bit higher interest, and it's uncollateralized cash, right? So we just deposit that $50,000 or $75,000 directly into your account and then just kind of hope that you pay it back. So that's why it is a little bit more pricey. And it's usually a shorter term loan, right? Because a lot of times you'll borrow that money, you'll do something like hire those people, and then they start making money and you start paying it back fairly quickly.
Right.
Usually between 6 months to 2 years, kind of for the first-time customers, but most of my customers fall somewhere like right in the middle of that. That program too is based off of sales, so we can usually free up like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. Do you know what you guys did last year?
We had 1.99.
Okay.
Million.
1.99. All right, so we could get you, you know, 190 to 200,000, but the way that it works is that we would get you approved for the max amount and for the longest term, and then you can choose how much you need from there. If you decide you only need 50, then you can just take 50 at that time.
Okay. Okay. So how did you get my number?
We get that through DMB, and then also that you guys have financed something before. I don't have your business pulled up. Let's see here.
We financed something through y'all?
No, through a different bank, but let me pull up your file real quick. Your company's name is DT Roofing, right?
Yes, that's correct. That's me, Derek Tanner.
Yeah. Did you guys previously finance some equipment through someone else or something? That's probably what it
was. No, I mean Ford Motor Credit. But no, we've done I think on our voicemail you mentioned First Financial.
Oh, is that what I mentioned? Yeah, that would probably be it.
Yeah, First Financial Bank. Yeah, which is where I have a small line of credit, and then also one of my personal vehicles is there. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, so that's kind of what we're gearing towards and what we're looking for. You know, I've had people call me in the past that want us to make a payment every day or every week, and we're just not. I mean, those are so interest heavy that it, you know, it just doesn't even hardly make sense. You know, we'd rather stay small. So, if you guys are one of those guys, then I'll respectfully bow out. But if you're, you know, something a little different, then there may be something that we should look at.
Yeah, definitely. We do have daily, weekly, and monthly payments. More often than not, it's going to be a daily or a weekly payment. And just a reason for that is it kind of just breaks down that payment amount into a micro payment so that we can kind of keep our finger on the pulse of the business, honestly, because these are a little bit riskier loans, so we know more immediately if a business can't pay us back, right? With other banks, like let's say you go to your local bank, they have all your deposits, right? So they can see that things are going bad, you know, right as they're happening, whereas we're not holding on to your money, right? So that's just kind of a way for us to, you know, cover our own behind, I guess you could say. But we do have monthly payments as well. And equipment, for the equipment, the two trucks, it would be a monthly payment all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we could do is, the only thing we would need is one-page application, 6 months bank statements, and then last year's tax return. And we could get you approved for the trucks. and you could finance that through us, or, you know, at least look at those rates. They're very standard, though. And then we can also give you some options for working capital, kind of see what you can qualify for. Maybe get a monthly payment or a weekly payment or something that makes more sense to you than other options you've gotten in the past.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, let me give you my email.
Okay.
It's Derek. T as in Tom at dtroofing.net.
Roofing.net. Alrighty. I'll put something together and send it right on over to you. When do you think you'll be able to get me that paperwork back?
I'm out for the rest of the day today, so it'd be, well, tomorrow it's supposed to rain all day, so I'll probably be in the office. I could probably do it tomorrow, Friday.
Alrighty, sounds good. And then once we get that back, I'll give you a call, you know, just to let you know that we got it and that it's all submitted to underwriting, but we can usually get you an answer within like 24 to 48 hours. And of course, there's like a no obligation, so you can decide whether it makes sense for your business or not.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the phone call and have a good day.
Alrighty, you too. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.